Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. American Made: What Happens to People When Work Disappears is a 2021 nonfiction book by journalist Farah Stockman that examines the human consequences of plant closure, deindustrialization, and outsourced manufacturing in the United States. Centered on workers at Rexnord, a ball-bearing factory in Indiana, the book follows how the loss of stable factory jobs reshapes identity, family life, community ties, and political belief. Rather than treating job loss as an abstract economic trend, Stockman shows how work functions as a source of dignity, routine, status, and belonging. The book is both reportage and social analysis, combining close observation of individual lives with a broader account of globalization, weak labor protections, and the political appeal of promises to revive industrial employment. Its purpose is to explain why the disappearance of work matters far beyond wages alone, and why factory closures can reverberate through American society in lasting ways. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the Rexnord factory closure turns economic policy into personal disruption. A central strength of the book is its refusal to separate policy from lived experience. Stockman uses the Rexnord closure to show how decisions shaped by trade policy, corporate restructuring, and the pursuit of lower labor costs are translated into immediate personal consequences for workers. The shutdown is not presented as a distant business event, but as a rupture that affects mortgage payments, caregiving responsibilities, retirement plans, and daily stability. This approach makes the larger forces of globalization legible through concrete human stakes. The book shows that when a factory closes, the damage is not limited to the loss of a paycheck. It also removes a structure around which workers organize time, identity, and social recognition. By following individuals before and after the closure, Stockman demonstrates how macroeconomic change enters the private sphere and becomes family stress, anxiety, and uncertainty about the future. Secondly, three workers as distinct lenses on class, race, and gender in industrial America, Stockman organizes the narrative around three workers: John Feltner, Raleigh Wally Hall, and Shannon Mulcahy. This trio gives the book analytical range because each person reflects a different dimension of working class experience. Feltner represents organized labor and the older tradition of male industrial identity. Hall brings a perspective shaped by race, family history, and the long struggle for inclusion in American life. Mulcahy, as one of the first women to work a heat treat machine at the plant, shows how factory labor could offer women economic independence and escape from abusive relationships while still remaining vulnerable to corporate decisions. Their stories prevent the book from collapsing workers into a single stereotype. Instead, Stockman shows that class is always inflected by race and gender, and that the meaning of work differs depending on social position. The result is a more precise account of industrial decline because it captures both shared hardship and uneven vulnerability. Thirdly, work as identity, dignity, and social belonging rather than just employment. One of the book's most important arguments is that work matters because it gives people a sense of who they are. Stockman treats the factory not only as an income source, but as a place where people earned respect, developed competence, and felt needed. The loss of a job, therefore, becomes a loss of social place, especially for workers whose adult lives were built around the expectation of long-term industrial employment. The book repeatedly suggests that self-worth, community standing, and daily purpose can be tied to work in ways outsiders often underestimate. This is especially visible in how workers talk about the factory as a source of routine and pride, not simply wages. When that structure disappears, the result is often shame, disorientation, and reduced confidence about the future. Stockman's focus on dignity distinguishes the book from economic analyses that treat labor only as a market variable. She shows that the disappearance of work is also the disappearance of a moral and social framework that helps people feel anchored in the world. Fourthly, Trump, political resentment, and the search for representation after deindustrialization. The book also explains why factory closures became politically explosive. Stockman shows that the workers she follows were not simply passive victims of economic change. They interpreted the closure through existing frustrations with elites, trade deals, and political neglect. Donald Trump's public criticism of plant shutdowns resonated because it acknowledged, however imperfectly, the pain workers felt and the sense that national leaders had ignored them. This does not mean the book reduces politics to symbolism. Instead, it shows how economic insecurity can make workers receptive to candidates who promise recognition, revenge, or industrial renewal. Stockman links the closure of the plant to broader political anger without dismissing workers as irrational. That balance is important. The book suggests that political allegiance can shift when institutions fail to protect livelihoods or explain change convincingly. In this way, American Made becomes not only a labor book, but also a study of how deindustrialization helped reshape the emotional landscape of American democracy. Lastly, The limits of market solutions and the need for stronger protections for displaced workers, beyond diagnosis, the book points toward policy implications. Stockman shows that when industries relocate or automate, workers often bear the costs while corporations capture the gains. Training programs, severance arrangements, and informal promises of eventual adjustment are shown as insufficient when compared with the scale of disruption. The book therefore implies the need for stronger safety nets, more serious job transition support, and broader investment in communities affected by industrial decline. Its practical value lies in showing that displacement is not only a personal problem, but also a structural one that requires public response. Stockman does not offer a single programmatic fix, but she makes clear that market forces alone do not restore lost dignity, wages, or local economic ecosystems. This gives the book relevance for policymakers, union advocates, and readers interested in the future of work. Its argument is grounded in observed consequences rather than ideology, which makes the policy case feel earned rather than abstract. In conclusion, American Made is best suited for readers who want to understand how the disappearance of stable work reshapes American life at the level of families, communities, and politics. It will be especially valuable to readers interested in labor, deindustrialization, trade policy, class inequality, and the social meaning of employment. The book also rewards anyone trying to make sense of the emotional force behind contemporary political unrest, because it shows how economic abandonment can become resentment. Nostalgia, or political loyalty. What distinguishes it from many books in this area is its close human focus. Stockman does not write primarily as a theorist or polemicist. She combines reporting with empathy to show how structural change feels from the inside, while still situating those lives within larger economic and political systems. That balance makes the book more grounded than many broad commentaries on the working class. It is both a social portrait and a policy-minded account of why work matters, which gives it unusual clarity in a crowded field of books about the American economy. If you would like to support Farah Stockman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.